That's Chris Rawlings, who's saying it's good to be here. Well, it's wonderful to have you. You know what I do when I first have people in the studio? Besides telling them to get a wee bit closer to the mic, is I ask them what to this color of orange reminds them of. We're in an orange studio.
What does orange remind me of?
What shade of orange is this?
Yeah, as a songwriter, rhymes come very difficult for orange. door hinge, whatever. Why? What does it remind you of?
Well, I'm just, I just try to figure out what shade of orange it is. So we've had people say it's tang, and people say it's marigold, and people say it's the color of the orange couch in your basement when you're growing up.
Right.
And tonight I figured it was like a goldfish orange.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't have an apple that color.
No.
No.
But apples are very special. You're a songwriter, and you've been a songwriter for a great many years. How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, I've written songs probably 60 years. I was singing songs, my mother tells me, on the bus when I was about 5 years old. I was making them up in my head. And
wow. That's the stuff of legend, getting on the school bus and not crying but singing.
This was the Montreal Transit.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have to go on a school bus. I had to walk through like 2 miles of snow. No, just.
So there's songs is one aspect of your life, but apples are also another aspect of your life.
Yeah, we're definitely in the apple season.
The apple season. You run Heath Orchards with your wife, Lynn.
Yes.
And it's a good year, I think.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. They are scrumptious, and they're on their way. We're already 7 varieties into it, and everything's coming on strong.
7 varieties into it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what variety is ripening now?
Sunrise, Paula Red. Well, they're all ripening right now. Some of them are going overboard and dropping.
Yeah.
But Vista Bella, Yellow Transparent, it's all there.
Sunrise, I've never heard of that. Is it a yellow one?
No, it's actually got an almost orange blush on it.
Oh.
Yes. It's kind of, misty morning, sunrise kind of colors, and very hard, very sweet. It's a wonderful apple.
But we won't talk about apples.
No, we're finished with apples.
Okay, we're finished with apples. We'll get back to the songs. So 60 years you've been writing songs, and you've got some new songs now.
I do.
You do?
If you're talking about ones on the CD I just handed you.
Yeah.
They're new, but they're old. They're all from live recordings over the years, or studio pieces that were never released. So that was one of the high points of the year, finding all these pieces. I can tell you the story.
Yeah, should we listen first?
Why don't you go for the first one?
Okay, the first one is called Paddling Canoe. Would you like to introduce it, or should we just listen?
Paddling Canoe was recorded live at the Church Street Cafe in Lennoxville.
That's what we need to say about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go, let's paddle.
Let's see, there's an accompanist, bass player Henry Heilig, and a sax player in the background there.
Paddling Canoe by my guest, Chris Rawlings.
Camping in the woods like voyageur, up in Lavrandre. Summer dry and hot, like it or not, near the camp we had to stay. Paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing round the bends of the river with my friends, paddling and fishing all the way. Old Mama Sturgeon lying on the bottom, big as a submarine. She took off like a shot, tied her lines in a knot. Couldn't believe what we'd seen. Paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing round the bends of the river with my friends, paddling and fishing all the way. Followed up a river, up a shallow river, back of a beaver dam. Fishing no good, try what we could. Headed back home again. Just paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing round the bends of the river with my friends, paddling and fishing all the way. Well, Timmy on the bow kept a lookout now. We what we'd seen. Just then, 2 feet below, she was moving too slow. The three boys in their teens, paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing round the bends of the river with my friends, paddling and fishing all the way. Well, struck with the paddle and another one splashed. Dropped her clothes and run, stunned her once more, wrestled her to shore. That night we fed everyone. Just a paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing round the bends of the river with my friends, paddling and fishing all the way. Camping in the woods like a voyageur, up in Labrador. Summer dry and hot, like it or not. Near the camp we had to stay one last time. Paddling canoe, paddling canoe, paddling canoe all day. Fishing on the bends of the river with my friends, just paddling and fishing all the way.
Paddling Canoe at the Church Street Cafe with Chris Rawlings. And Chris Rawlings is my guest here on Resonance. That had such a catchy chorus. Typical folk tradition.
Folk song, sure.
Yeah. You must have a lot of people singing along with you when you sing that.
Depends on the crowd. I'm hoping they'll sing up at the Auberge La Caravane.
Yes. Well, you will be giving a concert at La Caravane, which is such a lovely venue.
It is a terrific venue.
Yeah, it's warm and inviting and nice placing.
Listening room.
Listening room, a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. August 21st.
Exactly.
What time do you start playing?
8:30.
8:30, and you can go for a meal beforehand. Do you have to reserve? Do you know?
They don't reserve.
No reservations. Okay.
No reservations. They may reserve for meals, but they don't reserve for the show.
Okay. August 21st. Write that down, folks.
Capleton Road.
Yes. Or Google it. Auberge La Caravane. And if you put a 4500 after it, that's their address probably.
Yes. La Caravane 4500.
So you said that this past year had been a very interesting experience in going back through your archives and digging out this old music, these old recordings.
Yeah. Well, it started around the time that Kate McGarrigle died. And there was a discussion on the listserv that we both subscribed to about whether or not Kate and Anna McGarrigle had ever recorded on for release on audio, if they'd ever recorded the Log Driver's Waltz. So it went back and forth, and everybody kind of said, well, I heard so-and-so do it, and I heard so-and-so do it, and it took me a few days, and all of a sudden I realized that I had been in the studio doing Wade Hemsworth's song, The Log Driver's Waltz, with not only Kate and Anna McGarrigle, but most of the Mountain City Four, like Jack Nissenson and Peter Weldon playing banjo, and Wade Hemsworth himself singing on the chorus. Bill Garrett was there as well. There were a whole bunch of different people, and just remember that I had this recording and it was supposed to be on my first album, and it just didn't fit the what was going on the first album. It was a wonderful, lively piece. And so I started looking for it, and I pulled out all sorts of stuff, and I took it up to a fellow up in Aurora, north of Toronto, and I was sure I had it, because the first thing that I came across was it said Log Driver's Waltz, Studio 6, 1970. But he looked at it, he listened to it, he didn't even have to bake it. It was on such old tape that it wouldn't shred. Like newer tape, like from the 70s or 80s, you have to bake it before you transfer it in a digital medium. But he said, it's not there. What I've got here is you and a fiddler playing in Vancouver. Of course, I knew exactly who that was, and we're going to play his song in a minute. So I found the Vancouver thing. I found all of the old Studio 6 archival stuff. I found The Rime of the Ancient Mariner done live with Manege and Octobre, with me singing the entire poem.
Wow, the entire poem.
15, 17 musicians on it. Some of it is totally brilliant. It's just a straight through live. And I also found a recording I'd made, just a basically a demo workshop recording of a piece called Le Bateau Ivre by Arthur Rimbaud, a well-known French poet from the late 19th century, which I had also put to music and completely lost. I can't play it anymore on guitar. All I have is the sheet music for it, and now I have this recording. So I was absolutely thrilled about all this, and it basically
sound like treasures.
Yeah, it basically all started when Kate died, and all the rest kind of flowed from it. So the album that that is forthcoming with the piece that we've heard, and it's all drawn from that material. Well, not from the Rime of the Ancient Mariner, anyway.
No extracts of it.
No. That's coming along. This was the easy part. Yeah. That's a much harder.
Yeah,
there's 15 musicians instead of one, two, or three.
Okay, so is this all newly recorded stuff, or it's all
archival stuff?
Archival stuff.
Yeah, it's all archival. So the second one that you have here is from a recording, a live recording at Expo 86 with our local Galt music teacher. He wasn't a music teacher then, but he became one soon after. Christoph Obermeier, playing fiddle and singing backup at Expo 86, the Folklife Pavilion.
This is called Pearl River Turnaround.
Yeah.
Chris Rawlings is my guest in studio, and here we go, another chance to listen.
I was sitting on a fence with a straw between my teeth, and the green and the blue were the forest and the sky. Well, I thought, come to my feet. My feet began to move down a country road. It's only 6 miles to the Pearl River Turnaround. Never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River Turnaround, I'll never get back again. So down the road I went, past a village and a farm, with a whistle and a tune, singing Jamaica for sun. First I saw the river, then I saw the sign, to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again. First across the river, then I got a ride with a banker in a Ford and a hippie in a hot rod. He'd take me through the city with the building growing tall. So far back to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again.
Fiddle break.
He took me to the city, I asked him where to stay. He says I should ask anyone to look like him. So I asked him again, he gave me all the ropes. Slept, I begged, and I borrowed it. So far back to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again. So I smoked and I laughed and then I took a pill. When nothing happened, well, I went up to a hill. Sat and I talked with a woman for an hour till she left on her high heels, taller than the trees. I slept, I begged, and I borrowed it. So far back to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again. Just sitting on the grass, who should arrive? Jesus and the Virgin in an apparition. Well, I could not even speak, they were so beautiful. Didn't even think to confess all my sins till she left on her high heels, taller than the trees. I slept and I begged and I borrowed it. So far back to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again. That's all I could say. When I looked around again, they had gone away. I asked a pretty girl sitting close to me if she saw what I'd seen. She said the blue bottle Spider-Man chased me by the statues of the rain-soaked streets, selling headbands to the front of the leader of the students on the steps of the building. And I asked this older lady, because I knew it didn't make any sense if she saw what I'd seen, that I didn't even think to confess all my sins till she left on her high heels, tall on the trees. And I slept and I begged and I boarded it. So far back to the Pearl River, turn around down the country road. It's 6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, very far in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, you'll never get back again. Sing the chorus with us now. It's
6 miles to the Pearl River, turn around, never very far, in the sun or the rain. If you don't turn back at the Pearl River, turn around, never get back again.
Nice little chord to end off that crazy piece, Pearl River Turnaround. And that was performed, that was a recording made at Expo 86 with Christoph Obermeyer, and that was Chris Rawlings, and Chris is my guest in studio. You said that you were saying that people sing along with that one.
They do. Yeah. I guess I've been singing it for, 40 years, so maybe they've had a chance to learn it.
Do you take the time to teach people little bits when you're
sometimes too much.
Sometimes too much?
Yeah.
Can you ever sing along too much?
No, what I mean is I instruct too much.
Okay, you don't let them flow naturally and stumble.
Well, sort of like, right. I sort of give it to them in little bites and yeah, come on, I already know this. Let's go.
We'll hum what we can't remember.
Exactly.
I love that aspect of a folk singer's concert, is the singing along part.
To me, that's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as if I have every song that I do as a sing-along, but to me, it involves, you become an instant community, and it works. Works makes good feelings, makes people remember the event.
Mm-hmm. So. Instant community, but not in an open a package and pour the boiling water over sort of sense. But isn't that something we need? We need this sense of community, and we don't have the opportunity so much to experience it.
Well, singing certainly helps, but I think people are more and more aware that we need that's one of the best things about living, about life, is community. The people that you know, the people that you interact with. I see that. I see that a lot at the Orchard too. Just to go back there, is that people stop in and they start telling me stories of Lynn's uncle when he was driving his Model A into Stansted, selling the apples. How many years ago? 70 years ago. And by the way, he says, and I think I'm distantly related to the Heaths. So, okay. Yeah, that's great. It's great. There is a community.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you said, just to bring up the apples again, but, I mean, to bring up the apples again, farming is not a small little sideline activity.
No.
No. So here you are doing...
I'm 6 and 6.
Yeah.
6 months a year, I'm in it full time, and, we try and get rid of the entire crop at that point. We never do, but... the other 6 months, I'm in the city. I'm in Toronto, and I'm making my living at music with Mariposa in the schools.
Okay, tell us about that program.
It's a program that was developed out of the Mariposa Folk Festival when a number of people, including Rafi, Sharon Lowe, and Bram, decided that really, in order to keep the traditions alive, they needed to be in the schools. So that's how it started. There were, I can't remember, 10 or 15 people that would have been part of it at that point. I joined in 1980, and I had actually one of the most interesting experiences with Mariposa in the schools just this past June. I never do gigs in June with Mariposa in the schools, but they said... They had put me in touch with a man named Joey Taylor. You're aware of Joey Taylor and the Six-String Nation guitar. Mm. If people don't know what that is, the Six-String Nation guitar is an instrument that's constructed out of over 60 pieces of wood and metal and fabric from all across the country. And each of these pieces of wood, metal, or fabric has a story about a person or a historical event. For example, the The sounding board of the guitar is made out of a golden spruce. This is a real tree that existed for 300 years without chlorophyll in what used to be known as the Queen Charlotte Islands, which is now the Haida Gwaii. And the Haida, after the tree was cut down by a mad logger, they let it rest in the forest for 9 years. And then Joey Taylor approached them through, I guess, an intermediary and said, is there any possibility we could use part of the tree for the guitar? And they agreed, and they cut this amazing sounding board for the guitar. And there's all sorts of things in there. Maurice Richard's piece of his gold hockey ring, a piece of an oyster shucker, champion oyster shucker's shucking tool from PEI, some parts of the St. Boniface Museum where Louis Riel would have has his artifacts. I think there's even a further connection. At any rate, I was able to play that that instrument and teach kids to write songs based on the historical personages and events that had to do with the materials in the guitar. So we got, I can't remember how many verses, probably 65, 70 verses for a whole bunch of different tunes. It was a wonderful experience.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What's and cool? I got to play a song on it, too.
And you did? Which song did you play on it?
I played something called The Lark of Canada.
Oh, how?
You want to hear it?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you put on Wade Hemsworth's
Wild Goose?
The Wild Goose.
Okay. And you'll tune
and
your
I'll tune the guitar up and sit in the appropriate position. Just to cue the song here, The Wild Goose was Wade Hemsworth's first song. I was asked to play it at a memorial for Wade Hemsworth, who basically influenced a generation of Canadian songwriters and is still influencing those coming behind as well. At any rate, it took place in Montreal around 2003, so I've taken the song and made my own arrangement of it. Here's The Wild Goose.
On Pakasqua River, so early this morning, while mending my tump line, I hear the geese calling. Over the brule, long clamoring cry, flying formation against the gray sky, comes the wild goose, wild goose, high over the North Shore. I'm going home. The river's open, but the lake's frozen over. I like to pack up when so late in October. Winter is coming. With the wild goose, wild goose, high over the North Shore, I'm going home. I've made lots of money, I've got money to burn. And when I have spent it, I know I'll return. After the freeze up, when the snow is dry, to work in the tall woods that I wish that I was a wild goose. money in town. I'd like to get married, but I can't settle down. At the last portage, when I'll pack no more, let me fly with a wild goose high over North Shore. With a wild goose.
Live at a memorial for Wade Hemsworth. That is one of Wade Hemsworth's songs, The Wild Goose. That was Chris Rawlings performing, and that's from archived material that he dug out of his collection over the past winter. Chris Rawlings has been my guest and will be here a little while longer. Right, Chris?
Yep.
He'll be playing the song that he played on Joey Taylor's Six String Nation guitar when we come back from the break, and that's The Lark of Canada. It's been really nice having you here in studio. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure as well.
I know you have a long day when you're working in the orchard. We're going to take a station break, and we will be right back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9, and this show is called Resonance. It's a show devoted to folk music and the folk musics of the world. Chris Rawlings is my guest in the studio for a little while yet, and we were talking about the song "A Lark, The Lark of Canada."
Yeah.
Right, that you did at Mariposa in the schools on the Six String Nation guitar.
Yeah. So this is it. It goes like this.
Un beau matin sur la montagne, as I walked along. Un beau matin sur la montagne, as I walked along. Above the hillside flew a lark qui chantait une chanson. Ô belle alouette du Canada, chantes-tu de la paix, de la liberté? Do you sing of peace and freedom, belle lark of Canada? Elle me chantait des belles images of forest, lake and farm. Elle me chantait des belles images of forest, lake and farm. And all the gifts and all the treasures de notre environnement. Du Canada, chantes-tu de la paix, de la liberté? Do you sing of peace and freedom, belle lark of Canada? Elle me chantait des travailleurs, our workers' pride and skill. Elle me chantait des travailleurs, our workers' pride and skill. Artist's dreams, inventor's schemes, et l'esprit jamais tranquille. Oh, belle alouette du Canada, chantes-tu de la paix, de la liberté? Do you sing of peace and freedom, belle lark of Canada? Elle me chantait de l'horizon, our rainbow country. Elle me chantait de l'horizon, our rainbow country. People caring for each other, pour la terre et pour la vie. Oh, belle alouette du Canada, chantes-tu de la paix, de la liberté? Sing of peace and freedom, belle lark of Canada.
lovely. That's beautiful.
And of course, I had the chorus of the kids behind me, which made it so much lovelier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful children's voices singing together.
Yeah.
Just, gives me a shudder just thinking about it. I can't even stand it. Are you going to play that on the 21st at La Caravane?
I hadn't thought of it, but perhaps somebody will ask for it.
If only I could be there, I would request it. But I can't. I'll be away.
Well, I haven't made up the set list yet, and playing solo, it's a little bit more flexible, so I have a lot of flexibility in my repertoire.
Yes, beautiful songs as well in your repertoire.
Oh, thank you.
So you're playing on the 21st at La Caravane, solo show. You encourage people to sing along. That's part of the experience for you. You sing in English and you sing in French.
You remember?
Yeah, well, I've just heard as well.
All right. You know what they call those songs? Academic term?
Okay, an academic term for songs that are in English and in French?
Yeah, or two languages, any
okay.
two languages. Not bilingual. There's a clue.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say poly something.
Oh, it's close. Macaronic.
Macaronic?
Macaronic songs. Two languages.
So macaroni or macaronic. What is the
Go
root?
Figure.
I don't know. There's not that many of them, are there?
No.
There are not that many. It's because it's difficult to do, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. That one just flew out that way. So
the lark.
Yeah.
Flew out. Okay. You wanted to end with a jig.
I do. As I said earlier, it's been a year of highs and lows, and we've talked to some of the highs, and I won't go into all of the lows, but recently I did lose my wonderful pet dog, whose name was Cleo.
Oh, no.
And it was just a very freak accident, and she's gone, and we mourn her, and I decided to name a piece after her. This is a piece I call Dancing with Cleo.
And just put the mic up a little, tilt that vocal mic up a little bit.
Well, I'm not singing it.
Oh, you're
so
not singing.
No, this is strictly guitar. Should I tilt it down a little?
No, that's fine.
All right, so if I blow it, sorry, Cleo. There we go.
You didn't blow it.
Oh.
Chris Rawlings, everybody. Thank you very much, Chris, for coming into studio.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Julie.
Have a great evening on the 21st. That's the day of the CJMQ barbecue, so people can come to the barbecue here, and then they can go up to North Hatley and hear you.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow, it's just wonderful having company here in studio. It's just wonderful, especially when that company sings so well and plays such lovely music. You can hear them once again, Auberge La Caravane, Saturday, August 21st, the day of the barbecue. Easy to remember. He'll start at 8:30 p.m., so make sure you get there in time to get a good seat where you can sing along.